The heavy rains that came this week will seem like sprinkles if Joaquin takes a more northern track. Some meteorologists are urging citizens to just keep an eye on reports as the days progress, noting that even the most precisely drawn computer model could fall apart if the storm shifts or otherwise veers off its projected track. Whatever happens, forecasters agree it will rain. The National Weather Service predicts as much as 10 inches for some areas. The Weather Channel tweeted, "Significant flooding expected for the East U.S. no matter if Joaquin makes landfall or not." Alex Barra with Hudson Valley Weather warns Joaquin could cause some tropically enhanced heavy rain to occur across upstate over the weekend, similar to what happened in advance of Tropical Storm Lee 4 years ago.
Where, we have the cold front that went through yesterday causing the heavy rain in Albany, street flooding, heavy rain across the Hudson Valley up to 6 inches in the Catskills. That frontal boundary is now stalled just around New York City, just south. What happens sometimes is as these storms track up the coast, their tropical moisture tends to interact with these cold fronts. And you can get something called a predecessor event where rain breaks out well ahead of a tropical storm or hurricane. So the bigger concern is going to be, depending on how far north Joaquin can make it, we may see some enhanced tropical downpours and heavy rain over the weekend, which would not bode well for an already saturated ground and the fact that most of the creeks and streams have not had a chance to recede from the rainfall that we received yesterday.
Although Joaquin's path remains uncertain, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is taking the storm watch very seriously.
I have learned the hard way that it is better to prepare for the worst. In the past, we didn't take the worst case scenario into full consideration, and we paid the price. So our way now is to err on the side of caution, and we're starting to get prepared because there are things that you can do before a storm that once the storm hits, it's too late.
Cuomo says emergency operations centers are now staffing up and will be operational by evening.
Since we don't know if the storm is downstate or upstate, you have to prepare statewide, and there tend to be very different needs. Upstate New York, DEC, State's Environmental Agency, is going to be deploying teams with the National Guard today to clear sites that we know have been problematic in the past. So clear conduits, clear streams that have been problematic in the past. We're also saying to all local officials, county officials, towns, villages, we will waive the DEC permitting requirement starting today.
National Grid is also taking a watchtower position. Spokesman Patrick Stella says the utility is telling customers to be on high alert for any gas service interruptions that might be triggered by severe flooding.
When we get this much rain in the ground, sometimes we can have trouble with gas pipes and things that are in the ground. So first and foremost is that we ask customers if they smell natural gas or they do not have gas services to call us immediately. And our number is 1-800-892-2345.
Closer to the coast, Con Ed is more than halfway through a $2 billion four-year plan to beef up its power infrastructure in the event of severe storms and flooding. Kinder Morgan has its oil and chemical facilities in New York and New Jersey on alert. Long Island is on high alert. Governor Cuomo urges New Yorkers to plan ahead by reviewing their emergency plans and supplies, admitting we can't prepare for everything.
I just don't want to get arrogant or cocky because I've been knocked to the ground a couple of times by Mother Nature, but there's no doubt that we are in a much, much better position than we've ever been before.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.